California. Governor Gavin Newsom signs package of pro-LGBTQ bills. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 26, 2023. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., signed a package of pro-LGBTQ legislation on Saturday, one day after vetoing a transgender custody bill. Newsom said he was committed to the ongoing work to create safer, more inclusive spaces for all Californians, according to a report by the Sacramento Bee. These measures will help protect vulnerable youth, promote acceptance, and create more supportive environments in our schools and communities, Newsom said. The measures the governor signed include Assembly Bill 5, which sets deadlines for school employees to undergo LGBTQ-related training. Assembly Bill 223, which makes minors court petitions to change their sex confidential. Senate Bill 760, which requires public schools to have at least one sex-neutral restroom. Senate Bill 857, which requires the state to assemble a task force to identify the needs of LGBTQ students and implement policies. Additionally, on Monday, Newsom signed a bill into law forbidding schools from prohibiting books on LGBTQ+ topics. This means that California is set to fine schools that defy the legislation. Newsom's move to sign these pro-LGBTQ bills comes after the governor vetoed a bill that would have directed judges to consider a parent's acceptance, or lack thereof, for their child's sex transition in custody battles between divorcing parents. The governor explained his decision, suggesting his veto did not mean anything because California courts can already consider a parent's support for a child's sex transition, implying he was concerned about conservatives' reactions in other states. I urge caution when the executive and legislative branches of state government attempt to dictate, in prescriptive terms that single out one characteristic, legal standards for the judicial branch to apply, he said. Other-minded elected officials, in California and other states, could very well use this strategy to diminish the civil rights of vulnerable communities. Moreover, a court, under existing law, is required to consider a child's health, safety, and welfare when determining the best interests of a child in these proceedings, including the parent's affirmation of the child's gender identity, Newsom added. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak explained, the California governor has decided to strike a moderate posture as he eyes a national political career, allowing his party and administration to take radical positions and then tack toward the center. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.